The chairman of the National Peace Council, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, has asked Ghanaians to advance the country's democracy by keeping faith in the constitution and abiding by the decisions of its institutions. The parties in the Supreme Court petition hearing must therefore accept the outcome either way it goes. Speaking at a national summit on the theme, Justice, Peace and Reforms Will Strengthen Ghana, Professor Asante noted that the country, since the inception of the Fourth Republic, pulled together in difficult elections. A better opportunity has even come in the petition hearing for the country to hold together and prove to the world that their democracy is mature.
It is a contribution to the efforts to keep the nation together beyond the rich conflict, divisiveness and disintegration. And it is to remind the nation that we have a role to play in advancing our democracy, and that role is to keep faith with our constitution and abide by the decisions of its institutions. Let us remind ourselves that the country managed to pull itself together when various claims were made against results in previous elections, which did not end up in an election petition. If we managed to pull together when we aired our grievances outside the court, then I'm confident that the choice of the Supreme Court for airing such grievances as provided for under the 1992 Constitution provides even a better opportunity to hold together. We see our institutions functioning. We see officers appointed under the Constitution giving account of their work, and our responsibility is to uphold the Constitution. And if there be any errors or weakness, work together as a nation to correct them for our greater good. In doing so, we, in this present generation, will be passing on a better and an enduring legacy to the coming generations, the legacy which will stand through all storms of democracy.
Professor Asante said the public should take a cue from the joint action taken by the council in the petition hearing, where they unanimously pleaded for the first contemptuous victim. This example, he said, teaches us to reach out to our political opponents and come together to overcome many hurdles.
But the lawyers in the petition, representing different political, organizational and individual interests, acknowledging the authority of the court as a constitutional body, dialogued and took joint action to plead for the invitee. This influenced the decision the court took in respect of the invitee. The lawyers together took a position on acts and conduct contemptuous of the court and announced it to the whole nation, including members and supporters of the parties they represented. The impact of this joint stand and action was a drastic change in our discourse regarding the proceedings in the election petition. What we are doing here today, which may seem insignificant, is like a mustard seed, which though small will blossom and flourish into a big tree of peace on which our nation Ghana will sit in these critical times. This summit should lead to a purposeful dialogue among all stakeholders in the country, especially the political parties, for the purpose of ensuring that the nation holds together as we go through this storm in our democracy. The example of the lawyers teaches us that we can reach out to even our opponents to take joint action in order to overcome a challenge that faces us as a nation. A challenge which, if left unresolved, may have consequences that will not distinguish or discriminate between political parties, organizations, groups, ethnic or tribal, or individuals. However, if we act with greater agency than that which the lawyers acted, develop a plan of action with an agenda and a timetable at this summit, and deal with the issues that confront us, we shall overcome.
Chairman of the Peace Council, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante.
And still at the summit, the Metropolitan Archbishop of Accra, Most Reverend Gabriel Palmer Bakel, says Ghanaians must reflect on the words in the national anthem that reminds them of their responsibilities of ensuring peace in the country. He says God has an agenda for the nation, stressing that despite the tribulations and worries that characterize the election petition hearing, Ghanaians must have confidence in God to do a new thing. Archbishop Bakel tags those in religion to be fervent in prayer to help build peace in the country.
I can tell you from the words of the Psalm 122 verse 6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Not just limiting Jerusalem to a geographical area, but Jerusalem to mean the children that the Lord our God has created, whether Muslim, Jewish, Christians, or whether believers in our traditional religion. Those of us who are in religions for peace, I think we have a duty to pray for the peace of this country. We have a duty to work for the peace of this country. We have the duty to educate towards peace in this country and even be ready to sacrifice for it. As I listened to the young ladies sing your national anthem and my national anthem, I just said we should be proud of that song. God bless our homeland. If you go through the sentences, it contains our vision for this country and our values. It contains our desires and our dreams for this our dear country, Ghana. It contains our commitment to make Ghana a better place. God has a new agenda for this country. The prophet Isaiah tells us, "Behold, I'm doing a new thing. I'm making something new. Don't you see it?" So I'd like to say that even in the midst of trepidations, worries, and the rest, as we hear the court case go on, as you listen to the radio and the rest of it, and people are shouting and the rest of it, those of us who belong to religion, we should go down on our knees and pray that God will make a new thing of this our dear country, Ghana. Ours is to help build this peace through encouragement, through even forgiveness. That is what it pays to belong to a religion that says that God is the creator, most merciful, is ready to forgive us. Why don't we learn to forgive one another and go ahead? I promise on behalf of all my brothers and sisters in religion, and I'm sure all of you are in it, we will pray for peace. We will work for peace. We will help build peace. And if it costs a sacrifice, we are ready to sacrifice for peace.
Metropolitan Archbishop of Accra, Most Reverend Gabriel Palmabako.
Media practitioners have been reminded of the significance of the ethics that guide the profession. Speaking on the ongoing at the ongoing National Summit in Accra, the president of the Ghana Journalists Association, Roland Afomoni, said though there cannot be true democracy without a free and vibrant media, the onus lies on the media to refrain from publications and news items that have the tendency to incite passions and create tension.
Since 1992, when we as a nation rejected the bullet course and embraced the ballot box as a means of electing our leaders, the military have confined themselves to the barracks and have beautifully subjected themselves to civilian authority, leaving the media to steal the show. But the Ghana is today touted as a beacon of democratic accomplishment. It is because the media have made it so. The media are the touchstone of democracy. Indeed, it is ingrained in theory and rooted in practice that there can be no true democracy without a free and vibrant media. And the Ghanaian media exemplify this type of media. But we have challenges because ours is a human institution, and like all human institutions, perfection is an impossible goal. So we have our imperfections. But some of our imperfections are dangerous, to say the least. So we are here to remind ourselves of the power we wield and the devastating consequences of our imperfections. They say that information and the structures which disseminate information are the most dangerous weapon on earth. So between now and the time when the verdict will be pronounced, we have a duty imposed by destiny to ensure that statements which incite, statements which causes tensions to rise, please, let's stay clear of this statement. Make sure that whatever you put out has factual foundation. Otherwise, it should be dustbined. But a truth told with bad intentions beats all the truth told together. So if a truth is laced with the potential to set this nation ablaze, as media personnel responsible, we should not air them.
President of the GJA, Roland Afomoni. At the summit, there were pledges from groups such as Muslim youth, journalists and political youth leaders, among others. They called on the public, journalists and others to commit to peace, as there is no place to go when there is chaos in the country.
A journalist and also representing network of Muslim youth organizations in Ghana, we are adding our voice to the peace call being made by our leaders today. And every Ghanaian who wants to live in peace, as we all want peaceful country Mother Ghana. Thank you.
I am representing the Ghana National Tailors and Dressmakers Association. We are saying that we are not clothing all of you here to go and fight, but we are clothing you to go out and preach peace. Thank you very much.
My pledge is on behalf of the Zongo youth to keep peace before, during, and after the Supreme Court verdict. Just as our religion reminds us, the essence of peace. Zongo youth, we say no to violence. Thank you.
You heard some youth groups pledging commitment to peace.
A statesman and former president of the Ghana Bar Association, Sam Okudzeto, has said that in spite of the flaws in the constitution, it must be respected as it is the law of the land. He said the constitution establishes institutions like the Electoral Commission as an independent establishment of the body and must be allowed to stay so. He, however, noted that the mode of appointment of the chairman and other pertinent issues are matters that must be re-examined in future.
We made a constitution. We are very proud of it. I have spent time studying it, comparing it with other constitutions in other parts of the world. I've seen many, many flaws in it, but it is the law. In spite of the flaws, it is nevertheless the law. And we have to apply the law the way it is. And so, we set up institutions under the constitution. And one of them is the Electoral Commission. We've given the responsibility to the Electoral Commissioner, who ostensibly is meant to be independent. Now, you ask me a question, independent of who? The concept is that it's meant to be independent of any political control and power. Later on, we will need to relook at those matters and find out the method of appointment of the commissioners, whether indeed that independence is maintained or not. That's another issue. But right now, what we know is that such an institution existed. And so he and his commission is obligated by law to conduct an election in a fair and transparent manner. Now, and he is supposed to declare who the winner is, both in the presidential and also in the parliamentary elections. Over the years, there have been complaints about malpractices in the electoral process. Well, sometimes it becomes like a conversation, like a protest. But this time, there were people who were bold enough to say that since the courts are set up for the purpose of adjudicating, let us rather go to the court. So that let the court look into the issue and tell us whether indeed, by virtue of what has transpired, who was it that won the election? That is what this case is all about.
Lawyer Okudzeto said the final determination of the case is likely to be given by the 15th of August per provisions made in the constitution. He called on all parties to keep calm and abide by the outcome of the Supreme Court verdict.
30th of July is the date for the addresses to be filed. The rule says that 15 days after that. So the 15 days of that should be 15th of August. There is nothing in the provision which talks about a review of the judgment. Although I know that there had been situations whereby nine of the judges who are supposed to be actually the final panel, we are not likely to have a review in this matter. But that's matter for the judges themselves to decide. But my estimation is that on the 15th of August, we are likely to receive a final decision. So let's all prepare ourselves for that and accept it as the way it comes, accept it in good faith, and proceed with the nation and for governance so that we can all live in peace. Judgment will be given. Whatever way it goes, we must all accept it. If you are holding office and they say that you cannot hold that office anymore because that is what the law says, what must you do? Accept it. That's as simple as that. That's the only way by which we can learn to live in peace and tranquility.
Former President of the Ghana Bar Association, Sam Okudzeto.